From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Southern California oil wells are pumping again. But first, Samuel Alito's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. This is the second day, but really the first for sharp questioning. And as expected, abortion was the first subject. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania began with a hit parade of the subjects that will likely receive the most attention this week.
I'm going to start today with a woman's right to choose, move to executive power, and then hopefully within the 30 minutes, pick up congressional power.
On a woman's right to choose, Specter, who's pro-choice, asked Alito whether he believes the Constitution contains a right to privacy.
Senator, I do agree that the Constitution protects a right to privacy.
He said the Fourth Amendment against illegal searches protects that right. Then Specter asked Alito about stare decisis, the idea that the Supreme Court should defer to decisions it's made in the past. Alito said stare decisis is important, but not absolute.
I don't want to leave the impression that stare decisis is an inexorable command, because the Supreme Court has said that it is not. But it is a judgment that has to be based, taking into account all of the factors that are relevant.
This is all coded conversation about Roe versus Wade, which has been repeatedly upheld, but which Alito has opposed in past writings. Then the conversation turned to executive power. Specter asked whether Alito agrees that there are checks on the president, even during wartime. Alito said he does.
Absolutely. That's a very important principle. Our Constitution applies in times of peace and in times of war, and it protects the rights of Americans under all circumstances.
Democratic Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy picked up that line of questioning. He wanted to know whether the president can authorize others to break the law in times of war, authorizing torture, for example. And if he did, Leahy wanted to know, would the torturers be immune from prosecution? In other words, what happens when the executive and legislative branches collide? Alito responded.
You do get cases that are in this twilight zone, and they have to be decided when they come up based on the specifics of the situation.
But is that saying that there could be instances where the president could not only ignore the law, but authorize others to ignore the law?
Well, Senator, if you're in that situation, you may have a question about the constitutionality of a congressional enactment.
Leahy pressed on, what if the statute is clearly constitutional? Alito replied,
neither the president nor anybody else, I think, can authorize someone to override a statute that is constitutional.
This issue is crucial for some senators because Alito's writings show a strong deference to executive power. And since President Bush strongly advocates increased power for the executive branch, the Supreme Court may well decide how far that power goes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.